to you right now, thanking and praising God for being back, amen, in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. We do bring you greetings all the way from Heavenly Grace, amen, Gospel Word Network Incorporated, amen, located right here in Talladega, Alabama. We thank God for Jesus Christ, amen, who is our Lord and our Savior. We thank God for His goodness. We thank God for His mercy. We thank God for who He is on today. Amen. Amen. We thank God for how, amen, that He's yet been keeping us. And He's still keeping us, amen, in our right minds. He's keeping us, amen, because we want to be kept. Amen. And I just thank and praise God on this morning for my pastor, my apostle, amen, Miller James Pearson Jr. Amen. Just thank you and praise God for everyone that has tuned in, amen, to our live broadcast on today. Amen. We ask you to go ahead, amen, feel free, amen, to share this broadcast to someone, amen, that needs to hear the word of God on today, that needs to be encouraged, amen, by the word of God on today. Amen. And we're gonna, amen, we're gonna go into a word of prayer, amen, with every head bowed. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to come back into your presence one more time, into your sanctuary. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Oh, look upon us right now, and Lord, we ask you to drive out everything that's not like you, Lord. Oh God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, Lord. We ask you, oh God, as your word go out on today, Lord, but it will accomplish everything that needs to be accomplished. And Lord, we ask you to save on today. We ask you to deliver. We ask you to set free, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, Jesus, oh God, to set the captives free. Lord, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to look upon all of those bereaved families on today. Oh God, send strength and send comfort to them right now, Lord. Look upon the sick and the shut in. Oh God, we ask you, Lord God, Jesus, that you will heal, Lord. Oh God, that you will save, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, Lord, to look upon those, Lord, that are bound, Lord God, Jesus. Oh God, bound in their minds, Lord, bound in their bodies, bound in their hearts, Lord. Oh God, we ask you, let your word, Lord, let your word, Lord, hallelujah, let your word loose them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your word, Lord God, Jesus, do what your word do, Lord, because we know that your word is powerful. Oh God, we thank you. We know that it's powerful than any two-edged sword. Oh God, we thank you right now for your love, your mercy, your goodness, Lord, your protection. We thank you even for Psalms 91 right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your blood, Lord, because we know that there's power in your blood, and we know there's power in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now, every listening, Lord, ear, every receiving heart, they are receiving out today, Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch, oh God, touch them one by one, Lord. Oh God, whatever the need may be, Lord. Lord, we ask you to fulfill the need. Oh God, whatever spiritual blessing that they need on today, Lord, let it be done to them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you right now. I give you praise and I give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you know that Jesus' blood still has power? Amen. How many of you know that Jesus' blood still has power? Amen. Jesus' blood still has power. Amen. None but the righteous. None but the righteous. None but the righteous He's my Savior. He's my Savior. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's my Savior. Yes, He is. And I love Jesus.
Yeah!
Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, thank you. He's worthy on today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's worthy on today. Thank you, Jesus.
Speak to my spirit right now. Speak to my spirit right now. Speak to my spirit right now. Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm available. Speak to my spirit right now. Lord, Lord, I say what you want me to say. Lord, I know where you want me to go. Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm available. Speak to my spirit right now. Wonders in this place.
Miracle signs and wonder in this place. Lord, we thank you for miracle signs and wonders in this place. Miracle signs and wonders in this place. Today, hallelujah, believe, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we thank God, amen, again for you tuning in, amen, to our, amen, live broadcast, amen. Somebody out there today, you said, I need a touch from the Lord, amen, amen. And I guarantee you, amen, if you ask him with a sincere heart, amen, amen, he will touch you out there on today, amen. He will touch you, amen, in a mighty way, amen. Amen. As we, amen, get ready to prepare our hearts for the word of God on today. Amen. We're going to do, amen, another selection. And then, amen, we're going to go into the word of God. We're going to hear from our very own, our pastor, Apostle Miller James Pearson Jr. Son, I said, lay your hands on me, Jesus. Don't mind. Lay your hands on me, Jesus. I don't mind. Lay your hands on me, Jesus. I don't mind. Lay your hands on me, Jesus. I don't mind. Lay your hands on me, Jesus. I don't mind. Lay your hands on me, Jesus. I don't mind. Lay your hands on me, Jesus. I don't mind. Lay your hands on me, Jesus. I don't mind. I don't mind. I don't mind. Lord. I don't mind. I don't mind. I don't mind. Lord. I don't mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Allow the Lord to lay his hands on you today. Amen. Right now, in the hands of our pastor and our apostle, Miller James Pearson Jr. Let's thank and praise God
for glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for Jesus Christ on today. Thank God for Jesus Christ being the head of my life on today. Thank God for Jesus Christ waking me up on this morning, allowing me to see another day to be here to tell you about Jesus. Jesus is soon to return. But us, being sons of God, we got to be ready to meet him. Not only us, but those that are not saved, they got to be ready to meet Jesus Christ one day. Would you be ready to meet Jesus? Have you given your life to Christ on today? I want to tell you that God did many things in the Bible for examples to get the people's attention. And God is still doing it in these days and time. He's doing what he has to do to get the attention of the people. But is anybody listening to the Lord on today? We're going to continue what we left off. We've been talking about the love of unconditional love of Christ, of God for us through Jesus Christ. We thank God for God giving us Jesus Christ for the ultimate sacrifice.
Amen.
We thank God for Jesus Christ coming for us all.
Amen.
We thank God for the love that God showed us and still showing us.
Amen.
His unconditional love.
Amen.
St. John, we're going to start at St. John chapter 15 and verse 13. And it says, greater love has no one than this. Greater love has no one than what? This. That someone laid down his life for his friends. Jesus was talking about himself. He said, greater love has no one than this. That someone lay down his life for his friend. Jesus called us what? His friend. Those that serve him.
Amen.
Those that have come unto him. You that is not saved, you have the opportunity to give your life to Christ. Because why? He laid down his life for us all.
Amen.
You have this opportunity to come to Jesus and give your life to Christ before it's too late. I want to tell you, come to Jesus.
Amen.
Come to Jesus before it's too late.
Amen.
Because it'll be too late after a while. But I come to let you know that Jesus is the way. St. John chapter 14 tells us Jesus is what? The way. The truth and the life. No man goes unto the Father but by what? Him.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the way. How many believe that Jesus is the way on today? The only way to the Father. Thank God for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus. Get your Bibles and turn with me to Exodus. We left off with the plague of locusts. But we're going on to the plague of darkness. We're going to start at Exodus chapter 10 and verse 21. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And the word of God goes on and it says, and the Lord said unto who?
Moses.
Stretch out thy what?
Hand.
Towards
heaven.
Towards where?
Heaven.
Heaven. That there may be darkness over what? The land. The land of what?
Egypt.
No other where that he put darkness, but over the land of where?
Egypt.
Even darkness, which may be what?
Felt.
Even darkness that may be what?
Felt.
Felt. Darkness. We see darkness sometimes. Darkness. When you turn off your light, you can't see, right? Amen. That's darkness.
Amen.
And some people become fear of darkness. Some people don't like to be in the dark. It was too dark. But God allowed a darkness to come over Egypt, the land of Egypt.
Amen.
This was a plan by God. That he told Moses to stretch forth his hand toward where?
Heaven.
That there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be what?
Felt.
So, imagine those that are scared of the dark. Now, you feel the dark. You see what I'm at with this?
Amen.
I'm talking about natural dark.
Amen.
Just imagine the children of Israel. How they fell when darkness came over the land of Egypt. Just imagine how Pharaoh and fell. But God was punishing the children of Israel. But he was doing this to get the attention, to show you what he can do.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
And Moses stretched forth his hand towards heaven. And there was a thick darkness. A thick darkness.
Amen.
Not a thin coat darkness, but it was a thick darkness. Meaning it was so dark. It was so thick. They couldn't see through it.
Amen.
This was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. For how many days?
Three days.
They dealt with this in Egypt. Verse 23 said, they saw not one another. They saw not what?
One another.
Why? Because it was so dark.
Amen.
It was thick.
Glory to Jesus.
God, come of God. But God will do what he has to do to get the attention of the people.
Amen.
Is anybody still hearing God?
Amen.
Or have any turned from their wicked ways and came unto God? Says to God, these are the last evil days. I come back to warn you and give you what thus said the Lord. That we got to stay ready.
Amen.
This ain't the time to turn back on God, but this is the time for us to get in God the more.
Amen.
To seek God the more.
Amen.
We got to stay in God because God is soon to send his only begotten Son.
Amen.
Talking about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is not going to die no more for the world, but Jesus is coming back to receive us that have given our life to him and obey his word commandments.
Amen.
But those that have not obeyed his commandment, have not given their life to Christ, he told us what we'll be if we are in sin.
Amen. Hell.
That we will live our eyes in hell.
Amen.
We will burn for eternity.
Amen.
I come by to let you know that Jesus is who he say he is. I thank God for Jesus Christ giving his life for us all.
Amen.
I thank God for me giving my life to Christ.
Amen.
When I did. Nobody did make me do it, but I gave my life freely. To Christ.
Amen.
Just as Christ gave his life freely for us.
Amen.
We got to do the same.
That's right. Amen.
We got to seek out the Christ.
Amen.
These are the days and time, brothers and sisters, that we got to show that unconditional love in this world.
Amen.
This is not the time for us to be talking about one another. This is not the time for us to be talking about those that is not saved. We got to hear the voice of God. We got to hear the voice of God.
Amen.
Not what we think we hear from God, but we got to hear the real voice of God. We got to pay attention to the voice of God. The only way we can do that is by staying in him. Seeking him. Believing that he can and he will talk to us.
Amen.
We got to be wise. In these last evil days. Saying God saying this. God saying that. And it might not be the God. The devil come on the orders of God.
Amen.
The devil come to what Jesus told us in the word. He said the devil come to what? Steal, kill, and what?
Destroy.
But Jesus said, but I come that you may have life. Life more abundant. He came.
Amen.
With that same love that the Father had for us. Unconditional love.
Amen.
To teach us right from wrong. Say to God. Hear the voice of God.
Amen.
Stay in God. Seek God. Because these are the last evil days. Some people say, well, we've been hearing it for years and years and years. Yes, we have. Sometimes I wonder, God, when Jesus coming back? But you know what God is telling us? We got to stay in his way. We got to hold on to his word. Because Jesus is soon to return. Will we be what? Ready?
Amen.
We got to be ready to see Jesus.
Amen.
How many will be ready to see Jesus?
Amen.
The only way we can see Jesus that we got to have that same love that Christ had for us all.
Amen.
We got to have that same love.
Amen.
For one another.
Amen.
We love Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus loves us. But those that don't know Jesus, you have an opportunity to come to Jesus to feel the same love. I'm talking about the sinner. It's time for you to come to Jesus. It's time for you to be free from the devil. Yeah, the devil's heart is hardened, just like Pharaoh was. He don't want to turn you loose. But he got to turn some of you loose. Because Jesus, when he come back, he coming back for a church without what? Spots around. Some branch. I come to tell you that, yes, the word of God is real. People believing now, they saying God's word is just a fairy tale. But I come by to let you know it's not a fairy tale. But it's a real story of our Savior dying for us. Dying not only for the children of Israel, but for every nation. Every nation will have the opportunity to know of Jesus Christ. What's going on? This COVID-19, it have took place in every nation just about. It had killed some people. It had killed some people. It had messed some people up. It had slowed some people down. Some people have, their mind have got in an uproar. But nobody's mind is on Jesus. But Jesus said, I am the way. Let's go there. Let's go to St. John chapter 14. This is what he gave unto his disciples. We don't have to fret now. He told us, fret now ourselves because of what evil doing. But St. John also tells us what Jesus had given unto the disciples, he also given unto us, to the saints. Glory to Jesus. St. John chapter 14. Saints of God, we got to pay attention to this because this belonged to us. This word was spoken unto the disciples. So if we were spoken unto the disciples and speaking unto us through Jesus Christ. So let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in who? God. Believe also what in me. Jesus said also we can believe in him.
Amen.
We can believe what he said in his word. We got to believe. He told us in his word that he will heal the land. If they turn to him.
Amen.
But if they don't turn to him, he can't heal the land. Mm-hmm. But us that is saved, we are healed through his blood. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus. We are healed through his blood. Mm-hmm. He told them, disciples, he told them all, he said, let not your heart be troubled. He told us on the day, saying, let not your heart be troubled. No matter what's going on around you, let not your heart be troubled. But the saints, some of the saints are so caught up with this COVID-19 too, they want it when they get it. But I come back to warn you and to remind you what the word said. Jesus told them, let not your heart be troubled. I come back to let you know, let not your heart be troubled, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Because these are the last evil days. What's going on is not for you. But it comes to get to tell those that are not saved. And us that say, it let us know that we need to stay saved. Because God let us know. He reminded us, he did it back then. He can do it again to get the attention of the people. Yes, the devil's heart is hard. Why? Because he tried to win more souls than Christ. The devil's job is that no one be saved.
Amen.
Jesus' job is that every soul be saved. But we know everybody ain't going to be saved, but we want everybody saved. But we, being sons of God, we got to live that saved life.
Amen.
Not just at the church, not just at home, but in the streets, we got in the street. If we act holy, everybody want to be like us. We got to be holy.
Amen.
Holy is the way.
Amen.
Holy is the way.
Amen.
There's no other way. You notice that Jesus said that my Father will send a comfort in my name. And it will be called the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You notice he didn't say the ghost, but he said the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Why he said it? Because it's all types of evil ghosts out.
Mm-hmm.
But this ghost is holy. This ghost is pure. This Holy Ghost is just like who? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We got to be holy. He told us to be holy.
Amen.
If we live holy, just imagine how many people will give their life to Christ. But if they see us going against one another, we're supposed to be saved, but we live in another way. We're talking about one another in the body of Christ. That is not of God.
Amen.
That's not being holy.
Amen.
Jesus to be holy.
Amen.
He come by. He come by to remind us the purpose for our life is that we live just like him. We got to be holy. We got to be ready to meet him. How many will be ready to meet our Lord and Savior,
Amen.
Jesus Christ? He told us, let not your heart be troubled. What's going on? This COVID-19, this plague that's trying to take over the people. It is taking over some of the people, but even the saints of God, mind is all wrapped up. You see everybody going and buying everything they can buy to get to fill up their refrigerator, their freezers. But I come by to let you know that if Jesus comes tomorrow, would you be able to take it with you? No, you won't. Why? Because Jesus wants us to know that it's not about how much food we can stack in our freezer and in our refrigerator. But will we be ready to meet him? Will we have the things that we need in our suitcase? He told us in the Word of God, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Do we got the right tools to meet him?
Say it now.
Do we have the right tool to back up in this refrigerator? This spiritual refrigerator, this spiritual freezer. Do we have the right tools?
Lord have mercy.
To meet the Lord.
Lord have mercy.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus speak. We thank God for Jesus Christ on today. Because he come to warn us what he can do. If we turn back on him, those that are saved. He come by to warn the sinners and let them know that, hey, what I did back then, I do it now.
Amen.
Come to me before it's too late.
Amen.
Jesus is soon to return. These are the last and evil days. We are living in the last and evil days.
Amen.
Read the book of Revelation. This is the time for everybody to begin in the book of Revelation. This is not to be afraid of the book of Revelation, because it's nothing to be afraid of.
Amen.
But you live in hope.
That's right.
Because he already told him, let not your heart be what?
Trouble.
If you believe in God, also Jesus told us to believe in him. He said, in my Father's house are many what mansions. Now we're talking spiritual all the way. Are many what mansions. I come by to let you know I'm not talking about levels on today. But I'm talking about many mansions. You'll have a place to live if you have given your life to Christ. This is a place that we will be able to live for eternal. He told us, let not our heart be troubled. What's going on around us, saints of God? If we believe in God, also believe in him.
Amen.
He comes out to remind us in his Father's house are many mansions.
Amen.
He said, if it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. He said, I wouldn't have told you. If we wasn't up there, But he said, but I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, he told Thomas and Emma, he said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. He stated in scripture that he will come again. He let us know that he is coming.
Amen.
But people want to say, this is just a fairy tale. But he stated in his word. He said he will come again. How many are going to be ready for the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ?
Amen.
He said he will come and receive you unto himself.
Amen.
He's going to come and receive us unto himself.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus. That where I am, he said, that where I am, there ye may be also. He said, but here we shall be also.
Amen.
So he getting the mansions ready. You notice when you get a new house, you want the five things in your house. So what Jesus doing, he getting ready for his children to come home.
Amen.
So in every mansion, he's trying to make sure he has the five things for us. How many want that finest life in Christ?
Amen.
Some of you didn't get it on this earth. Some of you never will get it on this earth. But I tell you, if we live saved, we will get it one day. When our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ come back for us all.
Amen.
Whether you save or not save, the life that you choose is where you go. If you choose to live a saved life and show this unconditional love and walk just like Jesus Christ, you will get to have eternal life in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
But if you live this sinful life, you live the life of this world, he told us in scripture that you will burn in hell for eternity. He said, you're going to burn in the lake of fire. Oh, God, read Revelation and talk about that lake of fire. We ain't been too long talked about it. But I come to remind you that our Lord and Savior tell us in St. John chapter 14 that he going to return. He told us himself that he will return.
Amen.
And he said, whether I go, ye know. And the way ye know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. And how can we know the way? Thomas said, we don't know which way you're going. How would we know the way? Thomas wasn't paying attention. Thomas wasn't in the spirit. But Jesus goes on and said unto him, he talked unto Thomas. He told Thomas, he said, I am what? The way, the truth, and the life. No man coming unto the Father but by who? Me. Let's go, because sometimes when you talk about scriptures, people think you just talk. Let's go to St. John chapter 10. We're going to get back to Exodus. St. John chapter 10 and verse 1 said, verily, verily, this Jesus talking, I say unto you, ye that enter not by the door. If we enter not by the what?
The door.
Into the
sheepfold.
But climbing up some other what?
Way.
The same is a what? Thief
and a robber.
If you try to climb up any other way, you don't go by Jesus Christ. You is a thief and a robber. Why? Because Jesus told us He just told us over in St. John 14, he said, I am what? The way. He told us he is the way. But if we come up any other kind of way, but by him, if we don't come by Jesus Christ, we don't come by the way of Jesus Christ, he tells us we are a thief and a robber. No matter who you is, if you try to sneak in any kind of way into the kingdom of God,
amen,
you are a thief and a robber.
Amen.
But the word of God through Jesus Christ goes on to tell us, but he that enter in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter what?
Open.
And the sheep hears his what?
Voice.
We will hear the voice of our Savior Jesus Christ. We will know the voice of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. To him the porter open, and the sheep hears his voice. And he called his own sheep by his name. He will call our name and lead them out. Jesus is leading us out. Those that have given their life to Christ, you've got to let Jesus lead you out. And when he put forth his own sheep, he goeth before him. Jesus goes before us. Even us being preachers, being pastors, being evangelists, whatever you are in Jesus Christ, he always got to go before
Amen.
Us. I tell Jesus all the time before I get up and minister the word, Lord, you go before me. When I seen this scripture, I said, Lord, you have written in the word. That's why I pray the prayer that I pray, because I want him to always come in front of me. I don't get his glory, but he get the glory out of me. Us being pastors, we got to understand being on his flock. He told Peter, he said, Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. I can't feed them with the way I think they should be fed, but I got to feed you the way that Jesus tell me to feed you.
Amen.
Us being pastors, we got to understand over sin, over God's flock, we got to understand it's not our way. Because he told us his way is not our ways. His thought is not our thought. He wants us to be just like what him. So we got to let him to go before us. We are his sheep. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
And when he put forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep followed him. We follow after Jesus.
Amen.
No matter who we are. For they know his voice. For we know our Savior's voice.
Amen.
And as crazy will they not follow. We won't follow the devil.
Amen.
But us that are saints of God, we will follow after Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. And as crazy will they not follow, but will flee from him. We will flee from who? The devil.
Amen.
For they know not the voice of strangers. We know not the voice of strangers. We, in other words, we don't want to hear what the devil got to say. Us being saints, we need to leave the devil alone. Because the devil is real. People say, how do the devil exist? He's a spirit. How do Jesus exist? He's a spirit. Jesus told the only way we can worship him is spirit and in what?
Truth. Amen.
Glory to Jesus. But the only way you can worship the devil is in what? False.
Amen.
Doctrine.
Amen.
But Jesus is the truth. Doctrine. He is the way. Why? Because the word of God tells us who he is. This parable spoke Jesus. Jesus spoke this parable. unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spoke unto them. They understood not.
Amen.
But Jesus goes on. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door. See? He broke it down one place. He said, I am what? The door.
Amen.
Of the sheep. He let us know he is the shepherd. Mm-hmm. He is the good shepherd. He is the great shepherd. Lord Jesus. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be what?
Saved.
Saved. If we believe, we turn our life over to Christ. We enter into that door the right way. We shall be what?
Saved.
And shall go in and out and found what?
Pasture.
The cometh not. The thief what? The
cometh.
Cometh not, but for to what? Steal and kill and what? Destroy. But I am come that they may have life, and that they might have it more abundant. Might ain't a guarantee. Meaning everybody ain't going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. But I come by to let you know that we got to be ready. And that they might have it more abundant. That we might have it what? More abundant. I am the good shepherd. Jesus spoke and he broke it down more plain. He said, I am what? The good shepherd.
Amen.
The good shepherd giving his life for the sheep. There you go again.
Amen.
He said, I give my life for the sheep. What did St. John 15:13 say? Greater love have no one than this. That was Jesus speaking that. Someone laid down his life for his what? Friends. We are his friends. We are his sheep. Those that have given their life to Christ, we are what? Saved. But he that is and what?
A hireling.
And not the
shepherd.
Who own the sheep are not seeing the wolves coming and leaving the sheep and
fleeth.
And the wolf catches them and scatter the sheep. Mm-hmm. And they hired what?
The hireling fled.
Because he is in what?
A hireling and cared not for the sheep.
He cared, a hireling cares what?
Not for the sheep.
I am the good shepherd, Jesus said, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. You see this?
Amen.
He said, and I am known for what? Minds. Where we go, us that belong to Christ, people know who we belong to.
Amen.
You know they say this, you want to serve that God, don't talk to me about him. I don't believe in God, I believe he is a high power. But I come to tell you that the high power is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No matter how you believe, you got to be ready to see Jesus. Whether you say or not say, you got to look him one day face to face. I come back to warn you, if I'm you, I make sure that I have given my life to Christ. Glory to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. As the Father knoweth me, even so knoweth I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold. And there shall be one fold. And one shepherd.
Amen.
Therefore, do my Father love me? Jesus said, therefore, do my Father love me? They're talking about that unconditional love. Because I laid down my life, that I might take it again. He said, that I may what? Take it again. No man take it from me. See, he broke it down more plainly. They didn't take his life, but they had to do the will of the Father. But Jesus let us know that I lay my life down freely. They didn't take my life, but I lay it down on myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father.
Amen.
He said, this command have I received of my Father. He said, this word have I received of my Father. A commandment is something that being spoken that a person wants you to do. He told us in Scripture, he said, if you love me. If you love me.
Amen.
If we love Christ, he gonna forever take care of his own. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Verse 19 said, there was a division therefore against among the Jews for these saying. And many of them said, he has a devil. They began to talk, they began to say that Jesus had a devil. Mm-hmm. And he is mad. Why hear ye him? Others say, but not words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Others begin to say, can the devil open the blind? No, the devil cannot open the eyes of the blind.
Amen.
But I come by to let you know of a man that can't open the eyes of the blind.
Amen.
The one who created us from the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the only begotten Son.
Amen.
I'm talking about Jesus Christ.
That's right.
The one that was already there in the bosom of the Father.
Amen.
I come back to let you know that Jesus is soon to return.
Amen.
Would you be ready? He is the good shepherd. He told us in Scripture, he will take care of us. He told us in Scripture, let not your heart be troubled. What's going on around us, saints of God? But we got to stay praying up and trusting in Jesus Christ. But he let us know that the devil, even though this is going on, the devil going to come to do what he got to do.
Amen.
He going to come to try to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come to give life more abundantly. How many believe that Jesus come to give us life?
Amen.
And life more abundant.
Amen.
I'm talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm talking about that unconditional love.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. But as it does. Chapter 10 and verse 21, and it says, and the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand towards heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be what?
Fell.
And Moses stretched forth his hand towards heaven, and there was a thick darkness, and in all the land of Egypt 3 days. But children of Israel, let not your heart be troubled. At this time, he would let the children of Israel, let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
If you believe in God, he going to make it well for you.
Amen.
But I come by to let you know that as God did it back then, for the children of Israel, he brought them out. But many things took place before he brought them out. Before they can be free.
Amen.
You remember in St. John chapter 10, Jesus said, I have the power to give life and take life. He said, I have power to lay my life down. I have power to take it again. Glory, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. And Moses stretched forth his hand towards heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose in and from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light. Our children here had what?
Light.
They had light. Why? Because God was shining down upon them.
Amen.
God's favor was upon them. Why? Because they were chosen to be his children. And they are failing. And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go ye serve the Lord. Only let your flock and your herd be what? Let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said, thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. Moses said, our cattle also shall what? Go with us. There shall not an hook be left behind, for thereof must we take to serve the Lord our God. And we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come down. Till we get down. Till we get down. Verse 27. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. The devil's heart is hard. He don't want to let the sinners go. He don't want to let God's people go so they can be saved. But it's going to be some to come out of darkness.
Amen.
There's going to be some come out of darkness. Just like the children of Israel, there was a light over them. They came out of the darkness one day. Even though what all happened to Pharaoh and his people didn't affect the children of Israel. But I come by to let you know that Jesus is still saving. It's not too late to give your life to Christ right now. Go ahead and give your life to Christ before it is too late. Because the next second is not promised to nobody. But I come back and let you know that the same thing he did back then, he's doing it right now.
Amen.
Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Verse 27. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. Pharaoh wouldn't let the children of Israel go. And Pharaoh said unto him, get thee from me. Take ye heed to thyself. See my face no more. He told Moses, see my face no more. For in that day thou seest my face, thou shalt what? Die. And Moses said, thou hast spoken well. I will see thy face again no more. And the Lord said unto, chapter 11, And the Lord, talking about the final plague, and the Lord said unto Moses, yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterward, he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall surely what?
Thrust
you out of
hence altogether.
I come by to let you know those are not saying you're given to be free in this season. Why? Because Jesus, the plague that is out right now, he come to get the attention. Other being saints of God, we got to continue to preach the word of God that souls be saved. Won't no soul be lost. That's our job, to preach the gospel, to lead people to Christ. But I come by, if you hear my voice through Jesus Christ on today, I come by to let you know that come to Jesus. This is your hour to come to Jesus. No matter what's going on right now, let not your heart be troubled. He said, if you believe in God, also believe in him. I come by to let you know, believe in Jesus Christ. That he laid down his life for his friends and his sheep. His sheep. He come by to let you know, come to him. He come to let you know that he loves you. No matter where you're watching us from, I come by to let you know that Jesus still loves you. No matter what you done in your life, he will forgive you. All you have to do is ask him to forgive you. Ask him to come into your life right now where you are. He will do it. This story is so good. The book of Esther is so good. If we get in, you'll see many things that have took place. But it's actually going on right now. I come by to let you know that Jesus loves you. I come by to let you know he loves you with that unconditional love. No matter what you have done, he will forgive you. And I come by to let you know I love you. Jesus Christ loves you. We love you with this unconditional love. Why? Because we want you to come to Jesus before it's too late. Heaven and grace, God's word, and everywhere, men, so as a whole, we love you. We want you to come to Jesus Christ before it's too late. The purpose for heaven and grace, God's word, and everywhere, that we show the love of Christ, that we lead you and guide you and bring you into the fellowship, into the body of Christ, that you can have what he say you can have. Talking about Jesus Christ, I want to thank God for you tuning in to Heaven and Grace, God's word never. I want to thank God for you tuning in, because we will get back with this story next week. I hope you be taking notes, because you need to take notes and go back and read this for yourself, because everything that's going on is not of the devil. Jesus come by, he allowed things to go on where he can get the attention of the people. But many other plagues that took place back then, he said, it have never happened but until that point in time. But he said, some plagues won't be this time again. But he come by to let you know he have all types of plagues to get the attention of the people. He come by to warn us. But I come to let you know, through Jesus Christ, we can live saved, we can live holy, and we can follow him, because he is that example, that perfect example. I just want to thank you for tuning in to Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network Ministry. Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network and myself and Jesus Christ, we just want to tell you we love you, and we're signing off in Jesus' name. Peace be with you. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus.
Come.
to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now.